The identity of the New Orleans Saints has undergone a change since 2017 into a bit more of a defensive team. But will a very important staple of that transformation still be in place in 2022? We now know the answer. We got all that and a little bit of Lagniappe for you on today's episode of Locked On Saints.
You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation and Houdat family? Welcome into this Wednesday episode of Locked On Saints, your daily podcast covering the New Orleans Saints, part of Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks so much, as always, for making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget, we're free and available on all of your favorite podcast apps and on YouTube as well. And I'm your host, Ross Jackson, at Ross Jackson NOLA on Twitter. You can find me over at USA Today's Saints Wire, Tuesdays on Locked On NFL, and here with you every single Monday through Friday on Locked On Saints. And today's episode of Locked On Saints is brought to you by our friends over at BlueNile.com. Make your moments sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Sports listeners, you're going to get $50 off of purchases $500 or more. This podcast exclusive does include engagement as well. Just use promo code Locked On at checkout. On today's episode, we're talking play calling all the way through. We now know what a huge part of the New Orleans Saints transformation over the course of the past few years is going to look like going into 2022 on the defensive play calling side. What does Pete Carmichael actually have to do with the New Orleans Saints passing offense specifically in 2022 for this team to be a playoff team, and why play calling is so different across the NFL? We're going to talk about what play calls sound like, why they sound that way, and what they look like in different systems, including, of course, the New Orleans Saints. So let's start off with the defensive side here. As I mentioned, the New Orleans Saints have been in a bit of a transformation since the 2017 season, where we've watched the defenses get better and better and better every year up until these past couple of years, or leading into these past couple of years, where this has been a top five scoring defense. But a huge part of the reason that they've been so successful doesn't just come down to what they have done in terms of personnel or what they've done on the field in terms of execution, which of course is a large part of it, right? Personnel, execution, those are big parts of any game and any, you know, sport, right? Particularly the NFL here, when you're talking about 11 players on the field that dictate the success or failure of a play. So execution is really important. But a big part of that as well is going to be teaching, coaching, and play calling in particular. And we knew when Dennis Allen took over or was named the next New Orleans Saints head coach after the departure of Sean Payton, that Dennis Allen had immediately expressed during his introductory press conference his interest in maintaining defensive play calling responsibilities. However, what we learned, thanks to Nick Underhill's great work over at NewOrleans.football, is that during minicamps, Ryan Nielsen actually called the defensive plays. So it led to a little bit of curiosity. Who is going to be calling the plays in 2022? Because, again, it was such an important piece to how the New Orleans Saints have been able to be successful over on the defensive side over the course of the past 5 years, and being a playoff team over the course of four of those 5 years, double-digit wins in each of those seasons as well. Well, it looks like Dennis Allen is indeed going to maintain his play calling responsibilities. And there was a lot of conversation around this, right? Dennis Allen, of course, maintaining play calling responsibilities is something that makes a lot of sense, but looking at it from like the 30,000 foot view, him having to also pay a lot more attention to what's going on across the entire team as a head coach, where he's working with wide receivers, he's working with running backs, he's getting a look at the quarterbacks, all of that. Does that end up taking away from his ability to prepare and then be able to execute a game plan as a play caller on Sundays? Doesn't look like that is something that they're very concerned about in New Orleans at this time, as Dennis Allen expects that he will maintain those responsibilities. The other two candidates to take over those responsibilities were Ryan Nielsen, of course, who's co-defensive coordinator, and his co-defensive coordinator partner in Chris Richard. And Chris Richard has some play calling responsibility or play calling expertise and experience as well. Both of these guys have been defensive coordinators, one in the NFL and Chris Richard, another in college when it comes to Ryan Nielsen, but they've been play callers before. And Chris Richard has also, who also doubles as the secondary coach for the New Orleans Saints, has also already been calling some of the, let's just say, looks and some of the particular calls that are needed in the secondary for the Saints. He's even made some red zone calls as well, as we've learned over the course of this past offseason. So, you know, both of those guys have the experience necessary to come in and take over play calling for a unit that they're very familiar with. Chris Richard having been with the team already, Ryan Nielsen having been with the team for a while, since 2017, when sort of that resurgence of defense in New Orleans really stepped up after those 2014, 15, and 16 years. So they were ready, or could have been ready, if they would be called upon to do this. And if they're called upon to do it at any point during the season, again, they should be ready. They're familiar with the system. They're familiar with Dennis Allen's defense. They're familiar with the players, and they have a lot of respect, right? Both of these guys, Nielsen and Richard, are widely respected, not only by the Saints organization, the other coaches, and their players, but across the NFL as a whole. So the Saints are in a really good place here, to where Dennis Allen wants to maintain play calling responsibility for right now. He's in a good place to do that because we know that he is a masterful play caller on the defensive side. However, if at any point or for any reason Dennis Allen decides that he wants Chris Richard or Ryan Nielsen to take over some play calling responsibilities, they have the ability to do that. But right now, those responsibilities will remain with head coach Dennis Allen. The offensive play calling responsibilities, however, are going to be in the hands of a new play caller in Pete Carmichael. Now, not new in that he's never done it before. He's called plays for the New Orleans Saints before, but a lot of folks have already started to rule out the New Orleans Saints because of the lack of presence when it comes to Sean Payton, who stepped away. What exactly, though, does Pete Carmichael have to do to be able to help this New Orleans Saints be a playoff team in 2022? It's not a ton. The expectations shouldn't be for a number one passing offense and a number one offense. We'll talk about what Pete Carmichael really just needs to provide as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. But first, I want to tell you about our friends over at rockauto.com, the incredible resource. If you're somebody that just loves to do your own car repairs, maybe you're somebody that's rebuilding a classic, or maybe you just need to save a little bit of money, but you can't do the labor, but you want to save some money on the part, you can go to rockauto.com, give them your make, model, your year, whatever part, piece, or accessory you're looking for. They're going to give you a bunch of options that are going to help you save 30, 50, up to 70% sometimes. With a family-owned business, by the way, Rock Auto, who's been helping customers online for over 20 years. So you get to save yourself some money and support a family business as well. You know we love that. But it's really simple. You can go to the site. I had one repair that I did not too long ago that they quoted me at $300 for part and labor at the shop. But I ordered the part on Rock Auto and then just had them do the labor at the shop, and it cost me about $100, a little bit over, but still saved, you know, paid what, like 33% basically on that. So rockauto.com, definitely a really, really good resource for you. So go check it out today. Don't forget to use promo code Locked On. Let them know that you learned about them from us when you are at checkout. It's amazing selection, reliable low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, family, continuing on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Thank you so much for making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Hey, we have a bunch of stuff going on for the NBA draft. We have the Ultimate Mock Draft still underway, but don't forget, we're also going to have your individual local shows are going to be going live on draft night to react to your team's selection. So make sure you go and subscribe to your favorite NBA Teams Locked On podcast today so you don't miss a moment of the action. Okay. We talked about defensive play calling and sort of the defensive renaissance of the New Orleans Saints since 2017, which is kind of correlated a little bit with maybe the New Orleans Saints offense not having the reputation that we're accustomed to having. Now, some of that has to do with Drew Brees missing, you know, more than a handful of games over the last over his last couple of seasons. Michael Thomas basically being gone for two seasons. Offensive line injuries last year, 58 different starters, four different quarterbacks, four different kickers, right? Like, those things are going to impact your ability to put points on the board, and therefore that's going to impact the outlook of your offense. So there's a lot of different sort of qualifiers and caveats to what the New Orleans Saints have looked like when it comes to the offense. So assuming that those things get better, right, injury-wise, which kind of encapsulates the 58 starters, the four different quarterbacks and four different kickers, a lot of soft tissue injuries there. The Saints brought in former Alabama director of sports science to be their now director of sports science in Matt Rea. He helped to reduce soft tissue injuries by 50% once Alabama bought into his practices. So the Saints could certainly use that based upon the injuries that they suffered last year. But the other big piece of this is going to be how well can the offense execute? And one big ingredient, or maybe even the biggest ingredient, the root of the gumbo here, is Sean Payton, who is no longer a part of the New Orleans Saints. He stepped away from football, at least for the 2022 season. So now Pete Carmichael, who helped to develop the system, is one of the architects of the system, along with guys like Drew Brees and Joe Lombardi, the former quarterback coach who's now the offensive coordinator in Los Angeles with the Chargers, and of course Sean Payton. He helped to build this offense. So this isn't this isn't something he's unfamiliar with at all in terms of what he's going to be doing in 2022. In fact, he called many of the plays in past seasons when Sean Payton went down with the injury in 2011, the ACL injury, and he had to sit up in the box. Pete Carmichael called the plays from the field. When Sean Payton was suspended in 2012, Pete Carmichael called the plays from the field there. And those are both high octane, high powered offenses. Now you had great receivers, you had great weapons there, including guys like Jimmy Graham, Marcus Colson, Lance Moore, Devery Henderson, you had Drew Brees. So like, let's not pretend like he didn't have weapons, but you also have weapons to play call for here with Jameis Winston under center. You've got Alvin Kamara, you've got Michael Thomas, Jarvis Landry, now Chris Olave, and you have some other weapons that'll continue to build around and develop as well. So it's not like he's calling plays for a barren wide receiver core like what the Saints kind of struggled with last year. So what does Pete Carmichael necessarily need to do to make sure that this New Orleans Saints team is a playoff team? Well, let's look back at the past few seasons, particularly the passing offense for the New Orleans Saints, because we're used to the passing offense in New Orleans being number one, right? When it comes to scoring and when it comes to yardage. And this has still been a highly ranked team. But back in 2017 and 11-5 season, the Saints made the playoffs, of course, that year. They were ranked, according to Pro Football Reference, as the 5th ranked team when it comes to passing yardage, but the 16th ranked team when it comes to passing touchdowns, right? So scoring in the passing game. But they still made the playoffs that year. They were 11-5. They still, they outperformed expectations that year. So 2018, when the team goes 13-3, this was the second year in a row that they won the NFC South and went to the playoffs. This was a team that should have been a Super Bowl team, but we all know what happened there. They were 12th in passing yardage, 7th in scoring in the passing game. So again, not top 10 in both categories for the second year in a row, not even scratching the top 5 in either in this case. 2019, again, a very good offense, and this time 7th in terms of passing yards, 2nd in passing touchdowns. So that was your usual, kind of New Orleans Saints offense, or closer to your usual New Orleans Saints offense, but still in terms of passing yardage, not even top 5. And we know all the top 5 seasons that Sean Payton has put together there. And of course, Sean Payton was still the head coach in that case. Back in 2020, again, this was a 12-4 team winning the division for the 4th year in a row, going to the playoffs. They ended up being, for this one, 19th in passing yardage, 11th in passing touchdowns. That was, again, still with Sean Payton as your play caller. So if you're starting to see the trend here, the trend is that the New Orleans Saints have been able to make the playoffs and win double-digit games without having to be a top 5 or top 3 offense in terms of passing yardage and passing touchdowns. So why is the expectation that Pete Carmichael might not be able to do that, and therefore the Saints are going to struggle? Let's look at last year. 58 different starters, 4 different quarterbacks, 4 different kickers, right? Everything that this New Orleans Saints team went through, 2nd in the NFC South, 9-8. They were 1 Matt Stafford interception away from going to and being a playoff team again. And last year they were 32nd, the absolute worst team when it comes to passing yardage, and 11th in passing touchdowns. So are you telling me that if the Saints last year, with 58 different starters, a barren wide receiver core, a wide receiver core that ended up losing talent throughout because you saw, Deonte Hardy deal with injury, Deonte Hardy deal with a suspension, who was your most consistent wide receiver until Marquez Callaway picked up later on in the season. You're telling me that with that wide receiver core and with being the 32nd ranked team in passing offense, and by the way, or passing yardage, and by the way, also throwing the 30th fewest, right, passes in the NFL, third fewest passes in the NFL. They were 30th in that ranking, that they still ended up being a 9-8 team on the verge of the playoffs. And the concern here is that Pete Carmichael is going to be your play caller? I don't think so. You're telling me that if this team here in 2022, let's say, maintains that near top 10 passing touchdown rank, right? 11th last year, let's say that they're like 13th, 12th this year. And then they go from being 32nd in passing yardage, which was only 3,186 passing yards, by the way. Not a lot. If they take that and get to 19th in passing yardage, 19th? that this won't be a playoff team because Sean Payton's not there, I don't buy it. And I think that Pete Carmichael can help you get there. I think Pete Carmichael and his play calling acumen and his understanding of this offense, the fact that Jameis Winston is already getting work in as the starting quarterback and there's no question marks around that, the fact that the offense has been built to the strengths of the scheme and built to the strengths of the quarterback, and also that the scheme is being built for the quarterback by Pete Carmichael, who's going to be calling those plays, I think that the Saints are going to be just fine over on offense. They've done themselves some really, really good favors in 2022. So you get a top 20 passing offense in terms of passing yardage, and you get a top 15 scoring offense, you're probably a playoff team. Now, the big question mark here is going to be the run game, and that doesn't really have anything to do with Pete Carmichael. That has everything to do with Alvin Kamara, right? How long is he going to be gone? For what stretch of games? Is there a convenient time? Who steps up in his stead? Will there be, you know, another addition? Will this even impact the 2022 season? You're going to have a lot of question marks over on the run game, but none of that has anything to do with Pete Carmichael. That is all about personnel and how they solve that problem. So I don't think that there's really that much reason to be super concerned about Pete Carmichael being the primary play caller in New Orleans in 2022. Speaking of play calling, coming up next, we're going to explore all the different looks at systems, schemes, and what those play calls sound like, why you hear different verbiage, and what they all mean. We'll break all that down as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. All right. First, though, I'm going to tell you about our friends over at Built Bar. They sent out the new Built Puff flavor, the Mud Pie, and they're an absolute hit. They've become a lot of people's favorites. I'm still partial to the brownie batter myself, but these things, if you really like candy bars, we always talk about how Built Bars are protein bars that taste like candy bars. This is the quintessential kind of candy bar protein bar because it tastes like, I don't want to say the name of it, but they carry muskets and there's like a trio of them. So that's all I'm going to say, but it tastes just like that. So the difference though is that you're getting 17, 18 grams of protein and you're getting like 4 or 5 grams of sugar, which is very different than that candy bar that I'm referencing, right? So go and check these out. We're talking about 150 calories, 8 grams of sugar in these, right? It's the marshmallows, so it's a little bit more, but still 8 grams of sugar. You'll take that all day. Marshmallow fluffy covered in 100% chocolate as well. And with that mud pie flavor, oh my goodness, they're so good. So make sure you go and check them out. And you can also check out all of the other fantastic tasty flavors that they have over at built.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15. You're going to get 15% off of your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Get it, Houdat Nation. Wrapping up today's episode of Locked On Saints with our midweek fundamentals. We feel like to focus over the course of the offseason of just becoming smarter football people. And so we talk about things like how to run routes as a wide receiver, what to look for, how to create separation, stuff like that. That was a lot of fun just a couple weeks ago. If you want to go and find that episode talking about the impact of guys like Jarvis Landry and Chris Olave and Michael Thomas and the issues that the Saints wide receivers had last year and how they could do that, I'll try to link that in the description so that you can check that one out. But there's also, a couple of other things we've talked through, like contracts and post-June 1 transactions, things like that. So today we're going to focus on play calling. The New Orleans Saints are notorious in terms of their play calling as a quintessential West Coast system. So there's a couple of different things to know. West Coast is a phrase that you're going to hear. We'll define all this as we go through. But West Coast is a phrase that you'll hear. Air Coryell is another phrase that you hear that was popularized by Coach Coryell, who used to be with the now Los Angeles Chargers, then San Diego Chargers. And then, of course, the Earhart Perkins system. So Earhart Perkins system is probably the one that you're actually most familiar with, believe it or not. Even though you're a New Orleans Saints fan and the Saints run kind of a blend of the first two in West Coast and Air Coryell, C-O-R-Y-E-L-L, by the way. West Coast is a little bit more death by paper cuts, right? Nickel and dime you down the field, quick passing slants, things like that, right? That, throwing behind the backfield, all of those, or behind the line of scrimmage. All of those things to where every player plays a role in the receiving game that is a skill position player like tight end, wide receiver, and running back, right? So you're familiar with that because that's what the New Orleans Saints offense has really looked like. I mean, it's what it's looked like since 2006, but it's heavily what it's looked like since about 2017, 2018 or so. The Air Coryell part of it maybe existed more for the New Orleans Saints from about 2006 through maybe 2018 with some more downfield design and attacking. That's what the Air Coryell system is built for, right? It's to attack downfield. So Sean Payton, when he developed his offense, did a wonderful job of blending those two, West Coast and Eric Coryell. But even though it's what you've watched on a weekly basis, the one you're actually probably more familiar with is Earhart Perkins because of the simplified language around the play calling, Madden. That's really like, it's really kind of the Madden structure. So let's take a look at a couple of different ones to where you can see kind of the difference between these play calls. So I'm going to go with a familiar play call first. It's the play call that the New Orleans Saints called when Drew Brees broke Peyton Manning's passing yardage, career passing yardage record with the touchdown to Tre'Quan Smith against Washington back in, 2018? So that play call was, and I'm just going to read it out and then we'll break it all down. This is what Drew Brees is saying in the huddle, okay? Gun King trips right, Terrapin 52, sway all goes special, X shallow, cross, H wide. Now, my cadence isn't right for that because these actually break down into a couple of different things. So now let's go ahead and break it down. Gun King trips right is all about the formation, right? Gun means that you're in shotgun. If you're the quarterback, you're a couple of steps away from the center. You're not receiving the snap from under center. King is having the running back on the right side as opposed to the left side, which would be queen. Sometimes you'll say hop as well to where they'll start on one and then they'll hop to the other side. Trips right just tells the wide receivers that they're going to be in a, you know, the three pass catchers on the right side will be grouped in a trips formation. So that's your formation. Gun King trips right. The next piece is Terrapin, which probably, as we understand it, and Mark Bullock actually broke it down as well, that the that brings the X receiver in to a little bit closer in line. So he's not all the way out there in terms of a split in. He's kind of in the middle where you would usually see like a slot receiver lined up or something like that, even though he's the only receiver on that side. 52 sway is a protection call. A lot of teams use double digit numbers for protection. So there'll be different series, 20 series, 30 series, 40 series, 50 series, 70 series, things like that, which just kind of tells you like how many, you know, what's the main protection in terms of personnel? How many are out there? Are they sliding one way? Are they sliding another way? Are they protecting to a certain area? All these other things. So 52 sway is what gives you that. Then all goes special, which is, you know, a classic in the New Orleans Saints offense. It's basically just a four verts. But then there's a little bit of qualification here, right? So you've got all goes special, X shallow cross, which tells the X receiver, the split in this case, Michael Thomas, to run a shallow cross. If you play Madden, you know what a shallow cross is. But it's basically like, think about a slant that carries you all the way across the field. And then H wide, H is the running back that's lined up, who's in King, who's next to Drew Brees in this. And he runs basically wide, just meaning that he takes a wide angle toward the outside from the backfield, right? So that's it. That's your play call. Now, the interesting thing about that is that there's a couple of different ways that, you know, different teams would call these plays. And remember that the New Orleans Saints will often call two plays at the same time in the huddle. So you might have this play, Gun King trips right, Terrapin, 52 sway, all goes special, X shallow, cross, H wide, kill, turbo sucker right. And turbo sucker right means that it's a certain run play that goes to the right, right? And so kill would mean that if Drew Brees, or in this case now, Jameis Winston goes up to the line of scrimmage and yells kill, 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 then everybody goes, okay, we're switching to the second play, turbo sucker right. That's what we're running now, not Gun King trips right, Terrapin 52, all go, it's 52 sway, all go special, X shallow, cross, H wide. Oh my gosh. Now remember, these guys are all doing this from memory too. Now some people have like the little armband and stuff like that, but not Drew. Drew didn't have no armband. Yeah, this stuff programmed in his head. So now the next thing that we'll look at is like, okay, so that's like your big West Coast offense, right? And other some other examples. This is one from, I think this is a Gruden play call. Burst to green left slot. F left Fox, F left Fox to X deep over kill 92 lead alert black auto 2-3-2-4 smoke. So like there's a whole bunch of different stuff. And then of course you're getting things like on one, on two, all these other things. So there's like so much in the West Coast offense. Okay. Now that we're done confusing ourselves and me trying to read, let's talk a little bit about like where else this moves and has evolved over time. So like Bill Walsh is kind of the guy, right? When it comes to the West Coast offense, scatter to west, right, tight, F left, 372, Y stick, Z spot. That's a play call for you, right? But then when you get to other other play calls and the way that this all works out, you start to see some things get condensed. So what you heard in the Drew Brees play call that I mentioned, all go special, X shallow cross, H wide. All go special tells the trips group what to do. X shallow cross tells the X receiver what to do. H wide tells the H what to do, right? So you're effectively giving assignments based on receiver. One of the things that the next one that we'll discuss, which is more so the Air Coryell play system, one of the things that they did was that they just condensed XYZ. So X is your big split end receiver. Think you're like number one receiver in the New Orleans Saints case, Michael Thomas. Y is your tight end, let's say Adam Trautman, oftentimes. And then Z is your flanker, your deep threat, your guy opposite there that's playing on the strong side of the field. Let's just say Chris Olave for today, right? So what the Air Coryell system did was that it just did a three-number designation that goes X, Y, Z without having to say X shallow across H. It just basically numbered the route tree, which all the in-breaking routes are even numbers, all the out-breaking routes are odd numbers, and it made it super simple. So then an Air Coryell system play call would be trips left, which tells you you're going to line up in trips over on the left. Slippy, which kind of gives you a little bit more like a, that's like a blocking and running back term for what your protection is going to be, what the running back is doing, stuff like that. And then 951 fade. So 9 would be the X, 5 would be the Y, 1 would be the Z. So it just condensed it, made it a little bit easier. And then fade just gives a little bit of a qualifier to the 9 route that the X receiver is running. So don't just like run your 9 route, which is a vertical route all the way upfield. You're fading and running up, right? And then 5 would be an out to the tight end, and then 1 would be a flat for the Z, the other outside receiver. Then it got even more simple, right? In the Earhart Perkins call system, which basically came through Earhart, which was Rod Earhart, and then Ray Perkins, who were the New England Patriots offensive coordinators, B and the D. This is a little bit more accustomed to what you're used to seeing on Madden. Deuce left mesh. There you go. Deuce left is your formation. For you've got two receivers, 2x2 on either side. Left just designates where the running back goes. And then mesh tells you that you're running a concept where your two inside receivers that are coming from both of those duo tandems on either side are running a mesh concept where they're both just running crossing shallow cross routes, crossing one another. And then your outside receivers are basically just running go routes. They're just running down the field. So it just basically turned everything from, instead of having like number designations or XYZ designations, basically just took everything and said, here's a two-word concept to make sure that you understand what the play is, and it will eliminate all of the like precision terms and the like length in terms of all of those play calls. So that's the way that like play calling has evolved over time. And some teams, like the New Orleans Saints, they still use like a blend of the West Coast and Air Coryell. Some teams will use the Earhart Perkins system. New England still does. And so there's a lot of different ways that you can go with all of it. But that's a quick rundown of like a bunch of different ways that you can call plays and why the New Orleans Saints play calls are so complicated. It's because of the scheme that they're a part of. Okay, coming up tomorrow, Bleacher Report talked about the New Orleans Saints needing to be involved in a couple of different player moves before training camp. So we'll break those down. And the one addition that the New Orleans Saints need to make before training camp gets started might feel obvious, but we'll break it all down as we get into tomorrow's episode of Locked On Saints. I appreciate you as always making us your first listen or watch of the day here on the show. For your second listen, make sure you go and check out the Locked On NFL podcast. Less than 30 minutes, everything you need to know around the league. I appreciate you as always for making me a part of your day, part of your routine. I'll see you tomorrow, but for everything you need in between these episodes, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Ross Jackson, NOLA. Hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how you're momming them. And trust Sudat Nation, I'll holla at you.